We are back. You are listening to Sexto Sol on 90.1 FM KPFT in Houston. We are speaking tonight with Lalo Lopez Alcaraz, who is cartoonist of La Cucaracha, syndicated in over 60 newspapers across the United States, who is a legend in Chicano comedy, if I can be so bold. And we've been talking a little bit about the strip and some of your previous work. We did touch on a few minutes ago the issue of the whole political climate and such. I imagine a lot of this has also got to be some fertile ground for you as well. Is there something that you haven't touched on yet that you're kind of itching to get at some point?
Well, I definitely want to do more stuff on, you know, on the war, but, you know, they're holding me back, Holmes. I mean, it's tough to be topical when you don't know what the next news day is going to be. I mean, I work about 3 weeks in advance. You know, some of these topics just come up, you know, on a day-to-day basis, and other, you know, issues are always going to be there, you know, like the names of elementary schools. You know, one of my characters works as a teaching assistant. He's like the Chicana in the cast. He works as a teaching assistant at a elementary school, Pioneer Elementary. And they're going to go through a name change, and they're going to try to change the name to, you know, like Cesar Chavez Elementary, but the administration will not bend, and they're going to end up changing it, I think, to like Hernan Cortez Elementary or something. Something horrifying, you know. And then we'll go through that for a while and maybe change it again.
Mm-hmm.
But so there's lots of stuff, you know. I hope I never, you know, there's unfortunately never going to be a lack of controversial topics to handle.
One of the things that I found really refreshing about the strip is you have been able to address a lot of what I think probably the mainstream would regard as a lot of controversial issues and topics, but you've done so in a way that is creative and kind of gives people food for thought, but doesn't necessarily slam them over the head with it, so to speak. How difficult of a process is it for you to actually develop a storyline and then kind of go with it over a series of weeks?
Well, I mean, you know, my editors keep me away from doing a whole, you know, like one whole week on one gag or one topic, kind of, so, which you see in a lot of comic strips, and it's tough not to do that because it's like a really easy way to knock out a bunch of strips. But I work in, at the most, I do three on one topic. I did something like, say, you know, some anti-military, anti-draft topics that I did a few weeks ago, and I looked at those, and they were good, I thought. And funny and pointed, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to confuse my audience now. I'm going to do some where the you know, one of the main characters writes to his or gets an email from his cousin Chava, who's out in the desert in Iraq because he's a soldier, and he's writing to him how he misses home and all this stuff. And you know, it's not overtly political, but it's a good kind of balance to, you know, to that whole, you know, topic, so that people don't get all wigged out, you know, that just say, well, I'm beating one drum. It's like, well, you know what, you know, that there's also that issue of, you know, there's a lot of Chicanos in the military, and they're out there. I know, because I get emails from them all the time saying, I miss home. So, you know, to me, it was something new to try to be balanced, because I'm, you know, I'm an unfair propagandist most of the time.
Of course.
Yeah, that's the only way to be.
I noticed the thing you just brought up in regard to email. I noticed how accessible you are to your readers. Are there emails that you get that really stick with you? Maybe memories people have or inspiration that you gave them, that really something that carries with you, that kind of gives you a little bit of energy to move forward?
Yeah, I always like when people tell me they didn't know how to express themselves on a certain topic until they saw my cartoon one day, and then said, that's exactly how I feel, and now I know how to say it, and thank you so much, you know, and that makes you feel, you know, all warm and cuddly inside, you know, because it's not like I'm telling them what to think, you know, it's like they already think it, but they just need a little, you know, direction on how to express it, you know, and then maybe they come up with new ways of talking about these feelings that they have, these issues, you know.
Can you let people know how they can get in touch with you? We just got in a whole dialogue about getting in touch with you, but can we let people know how to do that?
Sure. You can write to me at Ziggy, No, just kidding. You can find me on the web at lacucaracha.com. That's like the easiest way. Just go to the website and read about all the controversies all over the place, and then have a link to the strip, and then my email is right there, and you can spend a few minutes hanging out at the website. Or you can go to poacher.com and waste your whole day.
There's actually a lot of excellent stuff on there, a lot of the old strips and some of the old cartoons and such that were in there.
Yeah, there's links to old parody stories and, some of the my editorial cartoon site, which is cartoonista.com. So there's plenty of stuff to do, and you can decide for yourself if you want to write a nice letter for me to the Houston Chronicle saying, okay, I'll read your paper now that you have La Cucaracha.
Definitely. People need to be doing that. People need to be supporting strips like this, no doubt.
That's the problem with these polls is they don't give a strip time to develop, you know. So, you know, it's like you want to get a strip like this that's new and bring in new readers, you know, not just try to placate, you know, your regular readers. You know, we want more raza to read the newspaper. I mean, God knows we could use it.
Yeah, not every strip needs to be Snoopy, no doubt.
Right.
I have to say that. And after the break, we're going to go ahead and give out the address to the Chronicle. So those of you who are listening, please get out a pen and a piece of paper, and we'll go ahead and make sure to give out the address as well as the email address so you can get in touch with them. On that website, can people get access to the Latino USA book or any kind of materials on La Cucaracha books or anything else that might be coming out?
Yeah, because there's a link to the official syndicate site, which has all the comics, or not all of them, but you can access several weeks of the dailies and the Sundays, and then that will have that's where you'll find out that my Cucaracha collection will come out, probably not for another year or so, but it'll be like the first year's worth of comics. That'll be really cool, you know. I'll have some more stuff to sell.
Nothing like selling a few items, hey?
Yeah, that's right. It's all about the keychains. You can get prints of any of the cartoons that you see in the paper. The syndicate sells really nice archival prints, and you can even go nuts and buy a framed copy. But they're real nice.
Can you give that website one more time?
Go to lacucaracha.com, and you'll find all the links to all the stuff we talked about tonight.
Great. We have been speaking tonight with Lalo Lopez Alcaraz. He is cartoonista of La Cucaracha. You can check out his website and more online and drop him a line off that website as well. You are listening to 90.1 FM KPFT in Houston. I am Ernesto Aguilar. This is Sexto Sol. Lalo, final words, final comments?
Que viva la cucaracha, Holmes.
And we'll
que viva Houston.
And we'll be back. Stay tuned.